T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We turn now to Jason Nathanson, who was out at Staples Center last night, set to cover the Grammys before Jason. I mean, that entire area just stunned with what happened. And for the Grammys to be taking place at the Staples Center, as Alicia Keys put it, the house that Kobe built, I'm sure there was a different atmosphere in there.
It was absolutely surreal to be down there, to be going to the Grammys, to have all this happen just right before the Grammys, and then to be that, my assignment being at Staples Center, which, like Alicia Keys said, that's the house that Kobe built. Staples Center opened in 1999. Kobe became a Laker in 1996, and so that was really his home for almost all of the time that he was there, and he's the guy who people came to see at Staples Center. He had two jerseys that were retired there up in the rafters, which we saw last night, and driving up to Staples Center, first of all, I mean, you know, traffic was crazy because of the Grammys and because of, you know, all the road closures around there, but also all of the people who felt that that was the natural place for them to go, because when something like this happens, and especially in a place like L.A., people need a focal point. Where the crash site happened, people did show up there, but that's pretty far away from the main area of Los Angeles. So Staples Center was the natural gathering point for so many fans. They couldn't get right up next to it because of the Grammys, because the a lot of that was blocked off. So in the complex there of L.A. Live, thousands of people were there in jerseys. I talked to them, and you know, you're watching grown men cry over this man that they had watched, you know, growing up. So many of them, they just had this love. Kobe Bryant meant so much to so many people here in Los Angeles, and they needed a place to gather, a place to mourn, and a place to just hang out with each other and share stories of Kobe Bryant.
And then so many people knew that something was going to be said at the actual Grammy ceremony. How did Alicia Keys handle that?
Alicia Keys, well, first the show opened with a performance from Lizzo, and she said at the top of that, "Tonight is for Kobe." And then she did her performance. Then host Alicia Keys came out very somber, talking about how she never thought in a million years they'd have to open the show like this. And she gave a tribute to Kobe Bryant, again talking about that they were sitting literally right now in the house that Kobe built. And then she and Boyz II Men did an a cappella version of It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. And that was very moving, I think, for a lot of the people who were there, and I'm sure for a lot of the people who are watching at home.
Well, it was a kind of surreal night. And Jason, we thank you for giving us the update from that. It's Jason Nathanson, who was at Staples Center last night, first to cover the Grammys and then what ended up being Memorial.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.